Okay, so I'm Lauri, and the title of my talk is Quantum Walks It Ends. So, a bit of motivation. Random walks are studied because we can model some computational algorithms as a random walker proceeding on a graph, for example. So, the solution of the algorithm would correspond to some node on the graph, and as soon as the walker finds the node, the algorithm is complete. And quantum walks are the adaptation of random walks to quantum mechanical dynamics, and these are studied because we can improve the efficiency of the algorithms by using quantum mechanics. And this talk is about extending the quantum walk idea to particles called anions. And this is an idea coined by my supervisor Kevin Brennan and Yiannis Pakkos. So here is the outline of my talk. First I'm going to review some things about quantum walks and anions. Then I'm going to present our anion walk scheme, and finally I'm going to show some results on the properties of we have obtained so far for the anion walks. So quantum walks describe coherent movement of a particle in a discrete lattice, and the direction of the movement of the particle is decided by a virtual coin in the same sense that we have in Markovian random walks. And each site is, we assign a spin to each site, and one unitary time step consists of a coin flipping operation, which corresponds to the arrangement of the spins to a superposition state. And the walker moves either to the left or to the right according to the spin state of the walker. So this is a figure of the scheme. So okay, so we can see that the one time step always leaves the walker in some specific spin state. So we start with a specific spin state and arrange the walker in superposition and move it to the right or to the left with some probability Bp. And in Markovian systems, which are the traditional classical random walks, there are no correlations. So that's the definition of the Markov walks. But quantum walks, in quantum walks, the time evolution is unitary, so the history of the particle is not forget, and there are some correlations in the system. And it has been found out that asymptotically, the average position of the walker depends linearly on time on quantum walks, whereas for Markovian walks, the average position depends to the square root of number of time steps. And as I said, quantum walks might improve the efficiency of some computational algorithms. So what about anions? They are a theoretical model of particles. So we confine the particles in two dimensions. So in that sense, the system is less general than the normal three-dimensional space. But the effect of exchange of particles is either a multiplication by a phase or a transformation in the ground state or the transformation of the wave function of the particle. So this is in contrast to boson or fermionic statistics, where the permutations either induce a trivial action or a multiplication by a minus one. And Enion systems possess so-called topological order. So the time evolution of Enion systems is only dependent of the topology of the system. So say we take a particle and move it between the other Enions. So if we can deform two different paths to each other without taking the path over the other Enions, the evolution is essentially the same, and the final state would be the same in each case. And these topological paths can be described as a sequence of two particle exchanges, generally. So we can always describe the time evolution of the particle as two particle exchanges called as braids. And this is an example of time evolution of an Enion system. So we start with a vacuum state with all the particles having having the zero topological charge. So the topological charge is a conserved quantity in Enion theory. So we create create pairs of particle antiparticle pairs, and as I said, we can describe the time evolution as two particle exchanges, either counterclockwise or clockwise. And finally, we bring adjacent particles together and observe the final topological charge of the particles. Yeah. Yeah, I will get to that a bit later. So about our Enion-Walk scheme, we are looking at a one-dimensional walk because we want to find the algorithmic properties of the walk, and it is simpler to look at first just one-dimensional systems. But because Enions live in two dimensions, we have to essentially look at a two-dimensional system. And the Hilbert space structure is such that in addition to the normal spatial and coin states, which are the which is the Hilbert space in spin-half quantum walks, we introduce a fusion space. So as I said, the permutations of particles induce non-trivial transformations in the Hilbert space, so these transformations happen in this so-called fusion space. And by the looks of the Hilbert space structure, we can think of the fusion space as an environment for the traditional spin-half walker. So the time evolution of the quantum walker is generated by the unitary one-step operation. So we have some state here. We operate it on this operator, and we get the state on the next time step. So in this sense, this operation is the Hamiltonian of the system. And what happens is we arrange the spins in the superposition, as I said, as in the normal spin-half walk case. So this is the flip operation. And according to the spin state of the system, which is either up or down, we move the particle either to the left or to the right. And since we are looking at the two-dimensional system, moving the particle to the right, which would be just bringing it here, we are doing a braid in the two-dimensional system. So we are actually, when we bring the particle to the next side, we are actually permuting the particles. And as I said, permuting the particles of any particles induces a non-trivial transformation, and this is indicated by the beta matrices here. And these B matrices are determined by so-called NN models. And what are NN models? NN models are theory of NN particles. So we have, when we describe an NN model, we describe the particles we have in the system, and we describe the also the fusion rules, which means the outcomes of operations when we bring the particles together. So say we have two different particles, the fusion rules describe what is the total topological charge of the joint particle. So this is in analogy to the angular momentum of two particles. We can have angular momentum of one particle and angular momentum of one particle. When we look at them as a joint particle, they can have different values of angular momentum. And using, so what I mean by particle type is that each particle type has a different topological charge. And as I mentioned, we have a non-trivial shift, we have a non-trivial action on the Hilbert space. We can derive these actions only by the particle type, looking at the particle types and the fusion rules using so-called pentagon and hexagon equations. And
yeah.
That's in the abelian case. So we have the abelian theory of anions, which only induces a shift phase. But in the non-abelian case, there is a non-trivial transformation. And characteristic of anion models is that the Hilbert spaces grow exponentially as function of the particle number. So some questions we would like to pose on the basis of this model is, how do anion walks compare to Markovian random walks, and how do where there are no correlations, and spin-half quantum walks where the correlations are quite strong. And for the interest of anion theory, what differences are there between different anion models? And as I said, we can think of the fusion space as an environment for the walker. So there are some decoherence effects when we compare the traditional spin-half walker and the anion walker. So can we characterize these decoherence effects constructively? So the most interesting algorithmic property on the infinite walk on the line is the dispersion or the average position of the walker. So we start at the middle and the walker starts to disperse, and there is some average position for the walker. And as I already said, for quantum walks, the average position of the walker depends linearly on time, and the average position of random walkers depends to the square root of time. So we would like to get asymptotic law for the average position of the walker, as in here. So the average position would depend to the some constant exponential alpha. And in principle, we could solve the we have an unitary evolution for the walker. That was the one-step operation I showed. In principle, we could solve the eigenvalues and vectors of this operator, but so far we have not been able to. In some cases, we tried to do this in Mathematica, and we got about 50 pages of sines and cosines, so they're quite complicated. So far we have no analytical results for the asymptotic case. But we can look at the simulations of the one-step operation and see how far we can go with that. So here I have plotted the exponential alpha, and so of course we don't have an asymptotic law for the exponential, but we can approximate the exponential very easily. So as you remember, for the spin half worker, the exponential is 1, and here we have to bear in mind that the correlations in the first few steps are very strong, so not much can be said about these results. But we have been able to do these simulations for a couple of more time steps, and the best estimate we have for the exponential alpha is 0.8, which is between Markov walks and quantum walks. In addition to the infinite walk on the line, we have also looked at a periodic walk. So we cut the line in at some points, and we impose periodic boundary conditions. So this would correspond to cutting the line at some points and putting them together so that it forms a ring. And in the Markovian random walk case, when we look at the periodic walks, if we continue the simulation long enough, the distribution of the walker will converge to a uniform distribution. So the probability of the walker being at either of the sites will be the same. In the quantum case, we will always have correlations in the system. So even if we simulate the system for infinite timescales, the probability will not be the same. But we can take the time average of the probability at being each site, and it has been found out that this we can, if we look at only the time average probabilities, the walker will actually converge to some constant. So we can have a measure for the uniformness of the walker. This is called total variational distance. And so basically we just compare the probability at each site to the uniform distribution. And for classical walks this goes to zero, but here we have to use the time average position, and the total variational distance converts to some constant. So here are the simulation results for the conventional spin half walker. So this is not the anion case. So here we have the number of sites growing, and this is the time. And I have plotted the total variational distance, which was the uniformness of the distribution. So we can see that the total variational distance drops down very quickly, but it keeps oscillating for quite a while, so it doesn't reach the uniform distribution very easily, even after 100 or 150 time steps. And here are the simulation results for the SU2 walk, which is a non-abelian anion model. So we can see that the convergence of the walk is a lot smoother, although it's not as fast as that of the spin half walker. So this curve is not as steep as the curve on the spin half walk, but we can see that there are no harsh oscillations after, say, 50 or 100 time steps. So this might be good for algorithmic applications because we would like to get an smoothly proceeding algorithm that reaches the final solution in a good manner. And this is the case for the easing model, which is also a non-abelian model. So the behavior is essentially the same, but there are some subtleties. So as I said, we can regard the fusion space of the anions as an environment for the spin half-walker. So in a sense, the exchange operation acts as a non-local source for decoherence. And the Markovian walks can be seen as the lower bound of performance because there are no correlations in non-Markovian systems. And because we can think of anion walks exhibiting as decoherence when compared to the spin half walks. So in this sense, the spin half walk can be seen as the upper bound of performance for algorithmic applications. And what we've been thinking about doing is studying the decoherence in our constructive model. So we could assign a spin to each side, modeling the topological charge of the particle and do some well-defined operation on them when particles are exchanged. So to conclude, anions are particles in two dimensions and their wave function experiences a non-trivial transformation upon permutations. So this was actually in the case of non-abelian anions. And the algorithmic properties of anion walks are between Markovian random walks and spin half quantum walks. And we have no analytical results for the algorithmic properties, but we can do simulations with the 20 to 30 anions, which means about 10 time steps. Thank you.